mustard, thank you.
Do you know what's in that thing?
No, and please don't tell me. I'm just about to eat it.
Every waste product known to meat packers. Skin, ears, cow lips.
Mmm, I love the cow lips.
How could you do that to your body?
I was a vegetarian once in the late 60s for about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah, until you found out vegetarians couldn't eat cheeseburgers.
So sue me, I love junk food. I love fast foods and paper containers. I would marry Ronald McDonald in a minute.
Well, at least Ronald McDonald washes his hands.
How do you know?
Fast food is bad enough, but a hot dog from a street vendor. Did you see those flies?
Oh, Allie, for crying out loud.
How can you eat animal parts that would be considered garbage in most countries of the civilized world?
I don't know. Remember?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
I picked the one on the right. Too dressy. Okay, I picked the one on the left. I want to look like every other college senior in my class.
Forget the dresses and pierce your ear 3 times.
Kate, I am going back to college.
That's the rumor.
Do you think they'll laugh at me?
What for?
You know, Betty Crocker becomes Betty Coed.
You're not planning on going out for cheerleading, are you?
You want to see my notebook? I had a choice between Snoopy, Michael Jackson, and Plain. I thought Plain was more dignified.
Very nice.
These bring back memories?
What?
Reinforcements. I put in 150 of them. My tongue is still stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Can I do something different with my hair?
Yeah, try to get it to relax, along with the rest of you.
I promise you, Kate. I will never let you or the kids down. You all come first.
Don't worry. We had a powwow. We're going to fill in for you. Chip's going to clean, Jenny's going to cook, and Emma's going to complain.
Mom?
You got you
I'm supposed to say it. She's my mother.
She's my mother, too. Let me say it.
A present for school. Rack.
Oh, thank you. Oh, an Everly Brothers pencil box. I had one just like this.
We got it in an antique shop.
Thank you, Jen.
This one died. The old one. On the table.
Mr. Svensson.
Yes, Professor Biedermeier?
Ah. I seem to recall your name, if not your face. Where might I have heard it?
Here last year, sir.
Well, better luck this time. Oh, what have we here? Did you bring your mother along to ensure your safety?
I'm Mrs. Lowell.
I see. Class, I fear we are faced with a multiple choice. Mrs. Lowell is either A, the mother of grown children with time on her hands, or B, a liberated woman seeking a seat of higher learning, or C, recently divorced and starting over. Which are you, Mrs. Lowell?
D, all of the above.
Very amusing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But in my class, I am the only one allowed to display a sense of humor.
Sorry.
Undoubtedly. Mm-hmm. Now, a word about this course. Except for a small, dedicated minority, most of you are here to fulfill your compulsory science requirements. It is to you, the dilettantes, that I address myself. We are oversubscribed by 3. So there will be a test on Friday. The recipients of the lowest 3 grades will be asked to leave. Now, this may seem harsh, but life is harsh.
He hates me. The man hates me.
What's his problem?
He wanted to be John Houseman, but somebody beat him to it.
Education is not a popularity contest.
What?
That's what you told me when I told you my French teacher hated me.
Oh, yeah, but your French teacher was just cranky. This guy's wanted in Nuremberg.
May Jane have the excuse, please? I still have more dishes to do.
We have a phone call to make.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you calling?
Nobody.
Is that a long distance or a local nobody?
Mother, some privacy, please.
Yes, Kate, some privacy, please.
Thanks, Al.
Who are they calling?
Tommy Berlinger.
Local. Ah, you're not to touch a dish tonight.
I wasn't planning on it. I have 60 pages to read for Biedermeier. The man is from Transylvania.
He must still be at basketball practice.
You think I should tell him?
Of course.
Tell him what?
Kate, do you think I should tell a boy I like him?
Don't you think Tommy already knows?
How'd you know it was Tommy? Chip?
Don't blame Chip. We tortured him. Leave Allie alone. She's got a lot of studying to do.
No, no, no. It's okay. The kids come first. What is it, Jenny?
I told Chip not to tell, and he told.
I did not. They made me.
Even if they didn't make you, you still would have told. You always do.
I do not, Ma. That's a lie.
I've got studying to do.
Now you sent her upstairs.
I did not. You did.
You did, too.
You did. Mom, who did?
Venus, Terapinae, Cles, Reptilia. Family Veneridae.
Good morning.
Phylum Arthropode.
No, thanks. Just toast and coffee. Let me do that. You look like you're scrambling enough already. How'd the studying go last night?
I must have looked at these pages 100 times, and I still don't know what they mean. I think my brain died in Connecticut, and they don't know where to send the sympathy card.
Sit down. I'll do breakfast.
No, no, no. I am not going to let my housework suffer.
Too late, Allie. The Eleanor Roosevelt Award has already been given out. Kids, I need your help in the diner.
Venus Terapinae, Class Reptilia, Family Veneridae.
You sound smarter already. What is that?
A turtle.
OJ, toast, chips at the table.
I don't feel good.
Oh, no. He has a fever.
Where does it hurt, honey?
All over.
He's sweating.
Oh, boy. Venus Elemundus.
What's that?
The crud.
You are going to take 2 aspirin and get into bed and stay under the covers. Well, that's it. No school for me today.
Why not?
Chip?
I'll call Mrs. Collins to sit with Chip.
No.
Why not?
Because he needs his mother.
Allie, all he's going to do is sleep all day. She'll know what to do.
I cannot let my own needs come before those of my children.
Besides, you have Biedermeier this afternoon, right?
Do not.
I apologize.
Have him this morning.
I'll call Mrs. Cohen.
Not even close, Miss Linda. Miss Haverstraw, kindly introduce us to the lowly clam.
Genus Mercenaria, class bivalves, family Veneridae, phylum Mollusca, species Mercenaria.
I'm sorry, I'm late. My son came down with the flu this morning, and I had to wait for the sitter. He's only 8. My son, not the sitter.
I'm delighted to hear it. I'd be even more delighted to hear you classify the chimpanzee for us, Mrs. Lowell.
Now?
We could wait for your son to recover, but I'd prefer it now.
Genus Pan, class Mammalia, family, family Pogidae, phylum Chordata, species Mercenaria.
Congratulations, Mrs. Lowell. You've just described a warm-blooded, fur-bearing creature with a shell. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow's the test. Only the fittest will survive.
Professor Biedermeier, could I have a word with you?
If you must.
I can't help but think you've already decided to drop me from this course.
I've made my intention quite clear, Mrs. Lowell. The recipients of the 3 lowest grades on Friday's exam will be asked to leave.
I know, but this is all very new to me, and I guess studying is like using a muscle that you haven't used in a long time. It takes a while to get it back into shape. But I want you to know that school is very important to me. It's like my whole life is on the line.
I must thank you for sharing your thoughts with me.
You'll see, I'll pass that test.
That would be as delightful as it would be surprising.
Thank you.
Allie, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Even Johnny Carson is asleep.
I can't go to bed. Tomorrow's the test. Oh, God, today's the test. Oh, come on, make sense.
Stop. You want me to make you some coffee?
There is no more coffee in the world.
Okay, I'll make you a sandwich.
I have no business being in school. I have no business being alive. Do us all a favor, Kate, and kill me.
Tell me the truth, Allie. You're a little nervous. Come on, you've been at it nonstop for hours.
No, I was upstairs with Chip. He keeps waking up.
Why didn't you wake me up?
Biedermeier was right. I am just a dilettantish housewife with delusions of erudition.
He said that?
One of his kinder moments.
What did you say?
Nothing. It all sounded too familiar. It was like my father calling me the pretty one, or Charles telling the accountant not to waste his time talking to me.
All right, that does it. I'm mad. This is bigger than a test. Give me the book. We're going to prove to Biedermeier that the worm has turned.
What's the phylum of the worm? I can't remember. I can't remember anything. Except that I hate peanut butter.
Okay, what is the genus of a fruit fly?
Genus of the fruit fly.
There's a little more to it.
Insecta? No, arthropode. Terrapinae? Terracotta? Terramycin?
Mommy!
I'm coming, Chip!
Look, you handle the fruit fly. I'll handle Chip.
You always get the guy.
Minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Time, ladies and gentlemen. Leave your tests at the head of each table.
Professor Biedermeier, I'd like to apologize for what I did. I assure you, I have never cheated before in my life. If you knew me, you'd know how crazy it was. I mean, they used to call me Little Miss Stickler, teacher's pet.
Adorable. But you do understand that I am dropping you from this class.
Yes.
You also understand that I am taking steps to have you expelled from school.
What?
Cheating is a federal offense around here, Mrs. Lowell. But you needn't worry, you won't be around here much longer.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
A modicum.
Do you know what that makes you?
Runner-up for the Mr. Congeniality title.
You are... Oh. Mean!
Fool!
You like this, Mom?
Oh, this is great.
In love with you, and I can't...
Hi, guys! Bumped into Roger at the supermarket meat counter. He was buying chicken, I was buying duck.
It was kismet.
Thanks for carrying the bags, Roger.
One more.
You're making duck for dinner?
Aye, and plum sauce with little red potatoes, asparagus, and apple fritters for dessert.
The test. You passed the test.
Please, I do not need a test to make me want to celebrate. All I have to do is look at the happy faces of my family.
Does that include me?
Yes, Roger.
Thank you. I will stay to dinner.
Think you did okay?
At what?
The women's high diving competition.
Oh, I did fine. Stop looking so worried.
Well, I was, you know, a little last night.
Was last night. Today is today, and dinner will be tomorrow if you don't leave me alone.
All right, I'm leaving.
Allie, dinner was great, but I better get upstairs and start on Evelyn's before she gets home.
Roger, do you do all the cooking?
I don't think of it as cooking. I think of it as self-defense. Night, all.
Night, Raj.
Night.
Okay, you guys clear. I'll wash. Allie, you get a head start on your homework.
I don't have any homework.
I thought they loaded you up.
Not tonight.
Why not?
I have an announcement to make. From now on, you all have my undivided attention. I've decided to quit school.
Are you kidding? Why?
Well, I thought about it, and I realized how unfair I was being to everybody.
What's going on?
Well, come on, be sensible, Kate. How can I possibly be a mother to my kids, get things done around here, and get a degree? What I really need is a part-time job, something challenging, interesting, chic.
Like a packer in a supermarket? Allie, you've got to finish school.
Does someone who can make duck in plum sauce have to go to school?
No.
May I see you in my office?
Hey, Mom, does somebody that can eat duck and plum sauce have to go to school?
Yes.
All right, Allie, what's going on?
I told you, this is just not the time for me to be in
school. You're not talking to the kids. I am the woman who held your hand so it wouldn't shake when you signed that big check to the school. What's going on?
Don't make me tell you.
I'm making you.
I did the worst thing I have ever done in my life.
I doubt that. What did you do, fail a test?
If only. Worse.
You were too scared to take it?
Worse.
You ate the paper? What? Pardon me? You cheated!
You don't have to make it a news bulletin!
But that's ridiculous! You can't cheat! You get mad at me when I eat a few grapes at the fruit stand before we have them weighed!
I know. Why are you smiling?
Well, I just think it's interesting that after all those years of marriage, when you finally cheated, it was on a bio test.
I didn't finish my story.
Don't tell me. You got caught?
Told me not to tell you.
With that creep Biedermeier?
Who's going to have me expelled.
Oh, God.
Don't tell the kids.
I won't, of course not. You can't let him expel you. You've got to talk to him.
It won't do any good. He won't listen.
Allie, you are the person that talked our super into fixing our refrigerator 3 times. There's nothing you can't do.
You don't know Biedermeier.
But I know you. You can be really pathetic.
Okay.
That's good, Allie. Use that.
Professor Biedermeier?
Oh, no.
If I could have just 1 minute of your time.
You've already had a week of my time, Mrs. Lowell. I'll see you at the dean's office at 3.
Please, just 1 minute, and then you'll never see me again.
It does seem a bargain when you put it that way. Proceed with your pleading.
Pleading?
It's the usual reaction.
I assure you, I will not plead. Of course, I could. I could tell you about my son who was up all night with the flu so that I couldn't study for the exam, or that I'm walking around in a daze because my husband ran off with another woman after 16 years of marriage and 2 beautiful children.
I'm delighted to hear you won't tell me.
I know that's not the point.
Well, what is the point?
The point is that unless I get my degree, I won't be able to support those 2 beautiful children and give them the kind of life that every child is entitled to. Even children whose father chose to abandon them and left them with no one to turn to but a woman who was so desperate to clothe and house her babies that she did an unthinkable thing. A thing that they will have to live with and suffer for the rest of their lives.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Is this the part where I brush away a tear of remorse and drop the charges against you?
You tell me.
This is the part, Mrs. Lowell, where I laugh in your face. Ha! You standing there in your cashmere sweater, clutching your designer bag and telling me how poverty-stricken you are? You, who probably receive more money in alimony and child support than I can earn after 31 years in the teaching profession. Go home, Mrs. Lowell, and polish your sterling.
All right, it's not for the kids, it's for me. So that I'll have something out of life that's my own. Is that so bad?
Good day, Mrs. Lowell.
I need to go to college. I sold my house so I could.
Oh, good day.
This is a life you're toying with, Buster!
No, it is merely the death of a rather pathetic college career. I'll see you at the dean's office at 3.
You snake.
Oh, the snake. Genus Cerdata, class Reptilus, family Calibridae, phylum Chordata, species Thamnophilus.
I knew that.
You're cooking again?
Prime rib au jus, Lyonnaise potatoes, petit pois, artichaut vinaigrette, and gâteau chocolat.
Oh, God, you got arrested?
Au contraire.
Biedermeier took you back?
Please, the only thing that man ever took back was candy from a baby.
He dropped the charges.
No, we met in Dean Bentley's office. The beast informed on me. I told my side of the story. And the dean transferred me to another comparative anatomy class.
That's great. How come?
Who knows? But what difference does it make? It all turned out okay. And, the dean is coming to dinner.
Oh, now it comes out. What does he look like?
She, about 50. Oh, but the poor dear. Her husband walked out on her and two kids after 32 years of marriage. We had a long chat over tea. It seems as though he took up with administrative assistance, but didn't bother to tell her until the kids were out of school. So she was left with nothing. She had no job. She had no place to live. The poor kids couldn't.
I really like Dean Bentley, but she eats like a horse.
I know. That roast was supposed to last for 2 nights.
Maybe she's sublimating. You know, she doesn't have a man in her life to love, so she loves food.
Glad we're not like that. Is there any of that chocolate cake left?
About half.
Grab 2 forks and meet me in neutral territory.
Do you think we're sublimating?
Who cares?
I don't know, Allie. If there was a man in your life, would you be sitting here with me eating chocolate cake?
If there were a man in my life, I wouldn't be sitting here with you at all.
That's fair.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.